Zog die Gemara, daf Tessa mit Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom. Omale Rav Huna Breda Rav Shula Rove, va'atloi tisbero de bein l'chaim osser, don't you agree that the carrying the movi next to the l'chaim is osser? Rove said before that bein l'chaim is nami mutter, just like under the kuritz mutter, so too between the l'chaim or next to the l'chaim, it's also mutter. And Abaya argued, Abaya wanted to say, mistava milzad ab yoichanan is tachas ha'kuritz, tachas ha'kuritz, it's puk toni lebra. It's not nina kekamelis, and you say chudi achitz and yerid v'soisim. There's a mechitza under the curry, a lot of carry, but under lechayim, Abai held him as also. Rava said no. Between lechayim, it's also muta. Frek de gemara, omel Rav Huna bein Rav Yeshua leRava, va'atloi tizbra de bein lechayim also. Don't you agree that to carry next to the lechayim, it's also in the mavui? Va'omer Rava bar Rav Chanan Rav Yechanan, mavui shiritz b'lechayim. If let's say the mavui has numerous lechayim one after another. But each of those l'chaim are pachas midalad. They're all within dalat tvachim of one another, going with the sheet of Abshimon Gamliel. That lovud you say up until dalad. So it's dependent on the machloikas of Shimon Gamliel. Rabbonon legabe lovud. Bonon lemachloikas of Shimon Gamliel. Rabbonon legab Shimon Gamliel do amamgino lovud. According to Abshimon Gamliel, you say lovud even till dalat tvachim. So mishtamish atchudi apnimi. So you look at all those l'chaim that are at the end of the mavui, one after another, with four tvachim or less in between, as one long lechi. And if it's one long lechi, you can only be mishtamash until the chudi apnimi, until the beginning of the lechi. That means you have four of those lechayim, and each one is within four tvachim of one another. You have to stop carrying when you reach the first lechi, the chudi apnimi of the first one, because that's the beginning of the lechi. It's all one long lechi because of lavud. So mishtamash at chudi apnimi shel lechi apnimi. Le Rabbonon, that says you don't say lovud by dalat tvachim. So which one is the proper lechi? The last one, because the first three of them are not connected to one another. So the last one is the lechi at the end of the mavui. So le Rabbonon, I'm gonna lovud, because you don't say lovud when it's morning gimel. So you mishtamish at chudi apnimi shel chitzoin. But either way, you can only be mishtamish al chudi apnimi until you reach the lechi. You can't go next to the lechi. The question just is, where does the lechi begin? If you say lovud, so then the lechi begins all in the beginning of the first lechi. It's one long lechi, so you have to stop at the beginning of the first lechi. And if you hold that it's not lovud by dalat tvachim, so you have to stop by the beginning of the last lechi on the way out of the mavui. But either way, you have to stop at the onset, at the beginning of the lechi. You don't say next to the lechi, it's mutter. So we see clearly that next to the lechi, it's also. So how could you say that bein lechaim is mutter? Rava says that bein lechaim is nami mutter. Don't you agree that Bein Lechaim is also, we see clearly, everyone agrees you have to stop by Chudi Apnimi. The question is the first Lechi or the last Lechi if they want after another. Zog the Gemara, Ava Bein Lechaim Nikuli Amma Osa. Answer the Gemara, V'rova, Hosom Nami De Pesuach LeKamelis. We're talking about that this movie is open to a Kamelis. If it's open to a Kamelis, so it gets the status of the Kamelis. The reason why Bein Lechaim, it's also in this case, because it's like carrying in a Kamelis. It's open to a Kamelis. So that's where you have to stop before the Lechi starts. Masha Enkim, if it's open to Rishus Rabim, you can even carry next to the Lechi. Aval Rishus Rabim, Mai Zog Demor Shori, it's Takamutta to carry next to the Lechi. Yitziva Ba'ara V'gyura B'Shmeish Maya, someone who's an Ezrach, someone who's a citizen, he's in the ground. And a Gerd, B'Shmei Shemaya, how could the Kamelis be more chomer than Rishus Rabim? If the Movi with the Lechaim is open to Rishus Rabim, you're allowed to carry next to the Lechi. And if it's open to a Kamelis, which is more Kal, Mitamolz, B'Shmei Shemaya, you have to stop before the Lechi? Zog the Movi, yes, absolutely, in. Motza Minas Mino, V'Neir. Meaning, when it's open to a Kamelis, so it's similar to the area of next to the Lechaim, so Motza Minas Mino, V'Neir, so you have to stop before the Lechaim, because if you're carry next to the Lechaim, you'll come and carry outside in the Kamelis too. But if it's open to Rishus Rabim, you'll clearly differentiate and you're allowed to carry even next to the Lechaim according to Rava. Now the Mogen Avraham has a gewaltige kash on this whole sugya. We're saying that according to Shimon Gamliel that you say lovud by the Lechaim that are one after another, pachas midalat tvachim, so you say lovud is considered one lechi. And then you have to stop at the beginning of the first because it's one long lechi, so you have to stop by Chudi Apnimi. Frag the Mogen Avraham, this is a din of lovud lahachmir. You're saying lovud and you're machmir that you're not allowed to carry once you hit the first lechi. Because usually we don't say lovud lahachmir, only lahokil. Here you're being machmir, I de lovud. I did love it. It's considered one long lechi. And you have to stop way earlier in the mavui. So, for the Magen Avraham, we see over here lechayr love it lahachmir, which is not like the Ramah. The Ramah brings that if you have a mace in a room and you have a roof over it, which is makes it an oil to metamid kelim, but there's a cholol in that roof. So we don't say love it lahachmir. We don't say that the cholol as if it's closed up because you don't say love it lahachmir. So to metamek tumas oil. So we see you don't say love lahachmir. Likewise, Tos in Sukkah daf Yitzayin Amid Beis Tos says that we don't say love lahachmir by the case over there of schach posel. So we see clearly that you don't say love lahachmir. So over here we see a raya luchay that you say love lahachmir. So the Achronim answered this kasha in Magen Avraham and the Emek Bracha. A Pomeranshik, he wants to say that there's be'etzim two types of lovuds. There's a lovud that makes that it's considered that the avir is bottle. It's as if the avir is sosum. The airspace in between is filled up. And there's another din lovud that it extends the mechitzas. If you have a mechitza, through lovud it gets extended. So he says, that which we say, lahachmir l'yam rinon, that is in order to fill in an airspace, to be memale it, that it should be schach posel. That you don't say love lahachmir. Mashe enkein, to be machshir din mechitza, to be machshir din mechitza that it's extended, and memale now will come out of chumrah, for that avada you say love it, even if it ends up being a chumrah. Because the mashal over here, aide love it, you want to create this a din lechi. You want to create the lechi, which is shafing a mechitza, and that's what you're saying now in this mavui, there's a din lechi because of lovud. So the lovud is being machshir the mavui. It ends up being the result now is a chumrah that you have to stop short when you walk out of the mavui. You have to stop by the first lechi. That's a memela dikadin. But that's a din lovud in mechitzas. In mechitzas, you take it to shaf mechitzas, you say lovud lachmer. Because you're saying a kula dikadin, but you're being makel, and you're saying that this mavui has a heksha of a lechi. Al yedei the din of lovud. So we see a proper lechi over here. You're shafing mechitzas. A lover that creates mechitzas, the result can be lahachmir, because be'etzim is being machshir the mechitza. Now the result is a chumrah, that you are machshir this movi with a lechi, you have to stop short because the mice at the end of the day, you have to stop at the beginning of the lechi. But that's a result after you said lovud to shaf mechitzas, then it can be even be lahachmir. Masha'enken lovud, that's kesosum. Lovud that wants to close up an avir to make the schach posel over here in this area, that type of lovud lahachmir yitake don't say.
Zog the Gemara weiter, daf Tesla mit Beis, Rav Ashi Omar, kegoin sheritzpoi belechayim. Pochois ma'arbo b'meshach arba amos. That means, we're saying, Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan that says, that the Movi has a bunch of lechayim that are one after another, less than dalat tochim between each one of them, but this continues for a length of 4 amos. So since it continues for a length of 4 amos, and if you say lovud on these that have less than dalat tochim between them, since it's going into a depth of 4 amos into the mavui, those lechayim are looked upon like a mavui b'fnei atzmoi. So since you say lovud on the lechayim, havelei mavui. So mele, these lechayim now add up to a shir mavui of dalat amos. So mele b'tzoch lechi achalatiroi. So you need another lechi to be matter this mavui, because this area of the mavui is not a lechi anymore. This area we looked upon originally as a lechi, but now that it's one long lechi going be'oruch of dalat amos, it's looked upon as a movi b'fnei atzmoi. So you need another lechi to be matir this movi. And Rashi brings 2 days. Is the pshat that without this new lechi, you can't carry the movi at all, even in the area before the lechayim? Or no, the area before the lechayim, it's a lechi, because clap me that part, you can see those lechayim. So that's a lechi. Just facing those lechayim, it's a new mavui, and you need another lechi for this new area, this new mavui, that's 4 amos going in. Meaning, do you look at this, that it's a new mavui, so you have no lechi at all? So you need a new lechi to be matir this mavui, and even lifnim from these lechayim, you can't carry, there's no lechi. Or do you say, it's a new mavui, but avada klape before these lechayim, you see the lechi. You see the lechi sticking out, even the first one, so it is lemais, it has a lechi to be matir, the first part of the mavui, till the lechayim starts one after another. And this is only according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. You don't say lovud by more than gimel tvachim, so leitzach lechi achalatiroi. You know you don't need another lechi. You don't have a shir mavui that was created in this end of this mavui with the lechaim one after another. So you don't need another lechi, and that's the machloikas. That's Rabbi Yechon is saying that you need another lechi to be matted this new area as that became a new mavui, and according to Rabbanon, it did not become a new mavui, and you don't need a lechi achalatiroi.
According to Shimon Gamliel, that says that it becomes a new mavui because you say lovud pachs midalad, and that's why you need a new mavui, a new lechi. I mean, on this area that became a new mavui, let these lechayim be considered a lechi als nirmi bachutz v'shov bifnim. And like Rashi says, mistoma, when you have those lechayim lined up, mistoma, they extended a little out of the area of the mavui. So from the outside,
Mistomer sagt Rashi, ki ukmele lechi kame moshe kemo klapi chutz. Shken derech kol mamida lechaim kadei shira.
When you line up the first lechi facing the outside of the mavui, it stuck out a little out of the mavui. So it's nirem ibachutz v'shal bifnim. True from the inside, it's all lovud, and it's just one long panel of lechaim that are shira mavui, but from the outside you see that lechi sticking out a little. And if it's nirem ibachutz v'shal bifnim, even though the mavui from the inside you don't see a lechi, but from the outside, rather, which is when you're standing there, you do see it. So a meila nirem ibachutz v'shal bifnim, if you hold it to lechi, so then you already have a het to lechi on this mavui, you don't need another lechi.
And for the Gemara, midi hu taimo ela le Rabbi Yochanan. We're coming to explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan that says that mavui sheritzpoi b'lechayin, pachas midalad amas. Over there he's coming to explain the shita of the rotz b'lechayim that according to Shem Gamlil, you have a shame mavui, you need another lechi. So Rabbi Yochanan Gufa doesn't hold of the whole din of nirem b'chutz v'shal bifnim. Zok d'mora, hoki ose ravin omar Rabbi Yochanan, nirem b'chutz v'shal bifnim, Einoi nidim mishum lechi. Shitz Rabbi Yochanan is that nirim b'chutz v'shal bifnim is not called a lechi. So Meli, you can't ask me, let it blibe a lechi of nirim b'chutz v'shal bifnim, because the lechayim that are one after another, the tzufin, where the first one is sticking out a drop. Sticking out is not a lechi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds nirim b'chutz v'shal bifnim is not nidim mishum lechi. So Meli, indeed, you would need a tzorch lechi achalat tiroi, according to Shem Gamliel, that it's a shame movui bifnei atzmoi, and according to Rabbonin, that you don't say lovud by pochas, by Yoyse Megimel, even though it's pochas midalet, then you would not need another lechi, because you have a lechi.
Zok d'gmor vayte itmar, nirem bifnim v'shovim bibachutz. If you see the lechi from the inside and from the outside, it's flush. So meaning it's that from the outside you don't see anything sticking out, from the inside you see it protruding. So then nidem mishum lechi. Then it's poshut that it's called a lechi. Explains the Gaon Yankov over here, according to everyone, it's called a lechi. There's no machloikus. Even if by a curry you're going to say there's a tzad that you need a hecker for the bnei shus rabim, like Gemara said earlier that the hecker is legav, not levar. It's a hecker for the shus rabim. That's a hecker of a kura. Mashenk and Dr. Gaon Yankov, and a hecker of a lechi is different. The hecker of a lechi is a shafing a mechitza. Meaning, even if it's mishum hecker, but it's creating a mechitza. It's coming to be goyder off, it's coming to fence off the inside of the mavui. That is what the lechi is doing. Mashenke in the hecker of the koira, it's coming to separate the mavui to the bnei rishus rabim. Over here is a tzad that the koira is coming to be mavdil for the bnei rishus rabim legav, so mele the hecker has to be nikkur for them. So by lechi nirem b'fnei v'shom b'chutz, there's no tzad that it's not a lechi. Everyone holds it's a lechi. Just by koira there's a tzad that it has to be a hecker for the gav for bnei rishus rabim. But by lechi there's no such tzad. So here the Gemara says, when the Gemara says nirem b'fnei v'shom b'chutz nirem b'shom lechi, that's poshut that it's a lechi. However, nirem b'chutz v'shom b'fnim, if you only can see it from the outside and not on the inside, so there's a machloikas, Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon b'Rabbi, chadom anirem b'shom lechi, it's called a lechi. V'chadom anirem b'shom lechi, it's not called a lechi. Tis time, the Reb Chiya, the om anirem b'shom lechi, it's a lechi. The ton of Reb Chiya, koysel shitzirechot konus mechaveiroi, if a koysel, one of the walls, ends earlier than the wall that's parallel to it, bein shenirem b'chutz v'shom b'fnim. Say, if the lechi is nirem b'chutz, you see from the outside, and from the inside it's flush. Bein shenirem b'fnim v'shom b'chutz, or from the inside it's visible, and outside it's flush, nida mishum lechi. So we see clearly that Reb Chiya is of the opinion that nirem b'chutz v'shom b'fnim is called a lechi. So the Gemara Tistayin, that's taka right that he holds that it's nida mishum lechi.
So in the etzim din of nir b'chutz v'shal b'fnim, there's a few different ways in the Rishonim how to understand the nir b'chutz. Either the wall of the mavui, it just continues and it's flush, so from inside the mavui you don't see anything. But from the outside, when you're standing on the side of the mavui, you see it extending. So on the side of the mavui from the outside, you see it extending. That's one way of nir b'chutz. Another way of nir b'chutz is that it turns the corner in the front of the mavui. Not that it's extending. It's flush from the inside. But from the outside, right in front of the mavui, when you stand by the Rishus Rabim, it bends a little to the right. It makes a little L-shaped hook. So that is nir b'chutz v'shol b'fnim, where you see from the outside. Another way of what the Gemara is saying now, that the koysel echel is orach and koysel kotzer, so on the inside, you think the mavui ends, it's kotzer. But from the outside, you see that it's a thinner wall that continues. So that again, it's nirem mibachutz v'shovim bifnim. And nirim mibifnim v'shovim b'chutz would mean that from the outside, when you're standing outside in front of the mavui, it just looks like a thicker entrance. But from the inside, it's thick, but then it turned thinner, so you see clearly the lechi that it's nirim mibifnim and shovim b'chutz. Now, when it's nirim b'chutz that we say that from the inside it looks like a continuation of the koisel, it's only nirim b'chutz, there's a question, Rashi toises exactly what's called the nirim b'chutz. Is it for the people that are standing behind, meaning behind the mavui? So then they see it extending versus the mavui that stops a certain area? Or is it pshat, it has to be nirim b'chutz when you're facing the mavui? You're standing in front of it and you see it. Not that you're behind it around the corner. That's a question in what's the gather of nirim b'chutz. Where does the person in b'chutz have to be standing to be considered nirim b'chutz?
Frag die Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan, Miloi Shmir Leha. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan hear this braisa too, that Rabbi Chiya just said that nirim b'chutz ashol b'fnim, or nirim b'fnim ashol b'chutz is called a lechi? So how could you say Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of nirim b'chutz ashol b'fnim is called a lechi? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan hear this braisa too? Zog the Gemara, Elo, Shmir Leha v'loi Sovelo. He heard him say this braisa, but he argues it doesn't hold like the halacha to be like this braisa. So Frag the Gemara, Eba Zoi, so Rabbi Chiya nami loi Sovelo. It's possible Rabbi Chiya doesn't either hold of this braisa. So why is it this time that Rabbi Chiya is the one that holds that nirim b'chutz ashol b'fnim is called a lechi? Zok the Mo, there's a fundamental difference. Hai mai, bishloma Rabbi Yochanan loy sovelo. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold his braisa la locha, mishumacha le tonale. So that's why Yitaka didn't mention and say this braisa. El Rabbi Chiya isad loy sovelo. If he doesn't hold it a braisa, so loma le misne, why would he mention it and say it? So it's clearly a riot that Rabbi Chiya, that was shonala, holds of the braisa. So this time, Rabbi Chiya holds near mechutz, vishova b'fnim is near mishumlechi, and Rabbi Yochanan loy sovelo ka braisa, because he holds near mechutz, vishova b'fnim is not near mishumlechi. Now the Rosh in Sukkah says that leman da'oma nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim nirim shum lechi, this lechi is not going to shafa mechitza. All this lechi is going to do, it's going to help that you have a heker and the mavi is kosher. That means if you already have gimel mechitzas and it makes a reshus hayochid, so then the lechi could be a heker by nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim. But to shaf a created din mechitza, for instance, if you need a doifen for a sukkah, Zok the Rosh, nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim is not going to create a shame doifen that you need for the sukkah. Nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim is a heker for a mavui. That's what it can create. That means you have already gimel mechitzas, so then it can create a heker for this mavui. But to create a shame mechitza that you need by a doifen for a sukkah, that the nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim cannot create. The Stipler says more than that, and he says, even if you say that nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim is a lechi, and lechi mishum mechitza, it's only mechitza to separate, to be mavdil v'shuyos, that create that this is a mokum A and this is a mokum B. That's what kind of mechitza creates. But it doesn't create a doifen, a mechitza of a doifen on this mokum itself, that'll be a kosher doifen for a sukkah. So even if nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim is a lechi, and it creates a mechitza, it's a mechitza that's mavdil v'shuyos. But it's not a mechitza that's shafing a shame doifen that you need for a sukkah. Zog du mal weiter, Omer Rabbe Barav, Hune nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim. If the lechi is nirim from the outside and the inside it's flush, nirim mishum lechi, Omer Rabbe Mosvina Nashmeitzen, and we ask the following question on the statement of Nir B'chutz V'shov B'fnim. Chotze Ktane Shenifrutze L'Gdoylo, if you have two Chatzeres, the Chotze Ktane is totally poured to Bimiluyoy. To the Chotze Gdoylo, there's nothing left in the walls, it's totally breached. To the Chotze Gdoylo, and the Gdoylo has walls because it's wider than the Chotze Ktane. It has walls before it enters the Chotze Ktane. So Gdoylo Muteres, V'Ktane Asura. Gdoylo is Muta, because the Gdoylo is not called a Pirza. The Ktane is not a Pirza to it, but rather it's called a Pesach. You'll have to have a chotzer rishus yochid with a pesach. That's not going to aser the bnei chotzer gdoyla. A pesach is because it has gifufim. The chotzer gdoyla is wider. Mashen the chotzer ktana, which is poetz bimeluyoy, it's totally breached. So mamele, you have no walls, you know gifufim. So the chotzer ktana is also unless they're ma'arev with the chotzer gdoyla. So chotzer ktana shenifritza L'gdoyla muteres v'ktana asura. B'pnei shika pischa shagdoyla. The ktana is like the pesach of the gdoyla, and the pesach is not a pirza, and that's why the gdoyla is muta. If you hold that nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim is called a lechi, so ktane nami tishtri, the chotze ktane should have lechayim. Why? V'nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim, the walls of the gdoyla that are wider, right outside the chotze ktane, that should gufa be nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim. Let those walls be considered nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim as lechayim for the chotze ktane. If you hold nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim, it's called a lechi. Zog the Gemara. We're talking about that the walls of the Chotze Ktana
extend into the area of the Chatzik Doyla. So you don't have the Gifufi right out of the bend when you come out of the Chatzik Tana to the right and to the left. Since the walls continue into the Chatzik Doyla, the question is showing them how much do they continue, even a Mashu or Gimel Tvachim. But once they continue and they block those walls that are right and to the left when you enter the Chatzik Doyla, because the walls of the Chatzik Tana go into the Chatzik Doyla, so they're covered. So a male over here, you don't have Nira B'chut V'shav B'fnim. And the Rajba says the reason why over here you don't have the L'chaim anymore, because these L'chaim now are behind the walls of the Mavui. They're behind the walls of the Mavui. They're not nicker at all. So, male, it's not a shame Lechi. It's not a shame Lechi once it's not nicker at all that it's a Lechi for this Mavui, because the walls of the Mavui, Ktana, the Chotzik Ktana, extend into the Chotzik Doyla. Even if you hold a Chorei, Koisel is called a lechi, like we had before. Does it have to be seen from standing in front of the mavui near Bechutz, or could it be seen even when you're standing on the side of the mavui? That's because it's nearer be'etzim, because you're standing on the side. Over here, it's blocked. Over here, it's because it extends, so it's mamash blocked. So melev, it's blocked. So then, Zokta Rajba, it's bichlal not nicker that it's a lechi of the chotzik tana. Meaning, the walls that extend into the Chatzik Gdoila, those walls are not too far away from the Chatzik Tana. Because after all, we're going to see that the Chatzik Gdoila is only one Amma larger, wider than the Chatzik Tana. One Amma means six Tvachim, three Tvachim on each side. So the extent from the walls that extend from the Chatzik Tana till the walls of the Chatzik Gdoila are to the right and to the left are only three tvachim or less away. So Ebizoy, consider that sosum, consider that lavud, and then you again have the walls of the Chatzik Tana with imaginary walls that you just created because of lavud. So Vaita, you should have a nirim b'chutz v'shov b'fnim because of the din lavud. As if the area between the wall that comes out of the Chatzik Tana into the Gdoila, as if it's filled up now to the right and to the left, hitting the wall of the Chatzik Doyla to the right and to the left, because this imaginary lavud fills up the gap. So merely you have near and b'chutz v'shav b'fnim because of lavud. So zakt gemara v'leima lavud v'tishteri v'chitem the mafle getuva, meaning that the width of the Chatzik Doyla is a lot more than one amma more. V'atoni rav adab avim mekamei rav chanina ktana be'esek doyla b'chadesrei, meaning the difference is only one amma, three tvachim on each side, which is lavud. You're right, it's 11 and 10, so it's only one amma distance, which is 6 tvachim, which is 3 and 3. But it's not exactly centered. It's 4 tvachim wider on one side, and it's 2 tvachim on the other side. So mamele, you don't have lovud on the side that it's 4. Let it be that it's considered at least a lechi on one side. You have lovud on one side. Rabbi Doma Abinu Shnei Pasim, and you need to have L'chaim on both sides, just like Rabbi holds by Chotzer. It's not enough to have one pass. A pass is more than just a lechi, but you have to have passim on both sides. So we're also having lovud on one side that's based Tvachim, and the other side not. So that's not going to be considered a lechi of Nirim B'chutz V'shav B'fnim. You need to have it on both sides. We'll stop over here, the top of Dav Yudomid Aleph.